Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So today's episode is about dark matter, and what dark matter is, and how it exists, and how we know something like it exists. And yeah, so let's get into the episode. So, dark matter is just a theory, because, so, dark matter is called dark matter because it's dark. Like, there's nothing on Earth that we can use to know if there is dark matter or not. But then, it has gravity, so which means that it does exist. And we also know it exists because, so, I'm like the average galaxy has around 100 billion stars in it, right? But then what's holding them together? A black hole doesn't have enough mass to hold that much stuff together, you know? So that's where dark matter comes into play. So like, as the galaxies spin, that dark matter holds them together and it keeps them from like exploding into all separately pieces. And we know that a very large amount of things in the observable universe is dark matter, because so like basically what we think is that 95% of the matter in the whole observable universe is dark matter. Like, it is not possible to hold anything together without the force of dark matter. And also, dark matter isn't like a very new concept. So like, astronomers hundreds of years ago, they were like, how is that being held together that has so much mass? Like that one galaxy over there, like how is it being held together? Like, how is this whole cluster of galaxies being held together? Galileo was actually the first one to say that. He was like, how? It's not possible. So basically, after a couple hundred years, you know, we finally figured out the reason for it is because dark matter, or something close to what we think dark matter is, does exist, and that is holding everything together. And I just thought that was a really cool topic I should share with you guys. And yeah, so if you thought that my podcast is good, please leave a good rating in Apple Podcasts and give all the feedback that you need to. So yeah, okay, and bye.